Hey everybody, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It's September 6, 2017, and we're so excited you could join us. And we do this the first Wednesday of every month where I release a prophetic word and do some Q&A and all kinds of fun things. Got almost, gosh, a lot of people from our team, from the Enlight Connection team, are on tonight. They're in, if you're doing this live, they are in the chat room and they're helping you out. You can put in your chat in your questions and stuff. We will do some Q&A a little bit later in the broadcast. I have an amazing, really, just I'm not saying it's amazing, but I was amazed at what God spoke for this month, and everything's going to start to align you right now. And this is going to really, it's just going to be so powerful. I can feel the presence already. And I'm so excited. I have a few things to announce later on, too, so hang around. DougAddison.com is my website. You can follow me and stay connected. Facebook, The Doug Addison. Also on Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Daily Prophetic. If you haven't gotten them yet, I have the Daily Prophetic. Hey, if you stopped getting your Daily Prophetic, contact us because we have it by email, or you can get it on social media, hashtag Daily Prophetic. Go to my website and you will see that you can sign up for the email part and just get it delivered to your email box every day, or check it out on social media. While you're there, download my free ebook if you haven't already, called Hearing God's Voice for Yourself. All right, let's pray and activate this thing. God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you move in the internet. Boy, you're moving all the time. We just ask now that your presence and your power would come. Open up the spiritual realm. Open up our ability to hear your voice. Open up dreams and visions and connections with you, Lord, that we may know you better, in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyway, it's September. I tell you, this is going to be such a time of alignment. And if you don't know what that means, is that God's going to put you at the right place at the right time. This is a time where you're going to reap what was actually told, spoken to you, or promised to you 2 years ago or more. What is happening right now, and it had appeared to be a two-year delay on this, but God is now opening things up from 2 years ago, 2015, and the delay was actually part of God's plan to strengthen you and to get you in position for this new season. Malachi 3:16, the Lord spoke this to me yesterday. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. God has captured your prayers, your tears. He has captured it all into a scroll or a book of remembrance. And I just saw this yesterday in heaven. I saw this. I had a vision. I saw the books of these books that are mentioned here in Malachi are now being reconciled in heaven. And that's why it appeared to be a delay on things that's now coming. God has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten your requests. And he has everything under control. In fact, I'm going to talk about all the things going on with the storms and things like that in just a little bit. So don't worry. God has things in control. But September is going to be the start of a great reconciliation of things that you may have forgotten. Maybe you forgot about praying, or God spoke to you a long time ago. They're going to be it's a time of rebirthing for many people. Personal revival is going to start to happen. Refreshment is coming to those who have persevered through the storm. It's really important to stick with it. And there's another verse out of Malachi 3:15. But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly evildoers prosper. And even when they put God to the test, they get away with it. And then again, I want to skip a verse just for time's sake. It's 17 and 18 of Malachi 3. On the day when God will act, the Lord says, they will be my treasured possessions. I will spare them just as a father has compassion and spares his son. And he, again, there will be a distinction between the righteous and the wicked. and between those who serve God and those who do not. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but there's a lot of arrogance going on in the spiritual realm. And the Lord spoke to me. He says, listen, there's going to be a dividing line come. And there's some that has appeared to be, I'm not going to get into any judgmental things. I'm just saying there's a dividing line coming. And right now we're going to start recognizing Christians by their love. The Lord's love is the greatest. I mean, it's the greatest commandment, number one, but it's the greatest gift that you can give and receive, even for yourself. It was the thing that got me through major healing. Once I really received the Lord's love, loved myself, loved other people, I tell you, the healings of many of the things that I've been afflicted for came into line because you align yourself with God's love, and that perfect love will cast out all fear, and that's what we need right now. Many have abandoned love. They've allowed hatred to enter into their hearts, but the Lord is going to bring change and release new levels of his love and acceptance to people. So watch out for what I'm calling the revival of the old. Isaiah 43:19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. God is releasing something totally new from heaven starting in September. And we are about to experience an amazing revival that has been prophesied for decades. The late prophet Bob Jones was one of them, and many others saw these things. God is coming similarly to the Jesus People movement that was back in the 1970s. That movement was offensive to the church and the Christians. Many Christians actually at that time rejected it until Billy Graham actually stepped in the 1970s and sanctioned the Jesus People movement. But I tell you, we are sitting on something similar. There's over a billion people whose names are on the list to be reached by this revival. They're the tattooed and pierced. They're the ones that have been kicked out. They're the LGBTQ community. I'm telling you, God is moving all over the earth. It will require love and grace, to reach out to those who've been wounded and driven further away from the Lord or deeper into darkness. It's very important. Beware of this recent revival of hatred, because God's love is absolutely opposite. The revival God wants to bring is opposite of the revival of hatred. Jesus, Jesus told us over and over that we must love. 1 Corinthians 13:2, the Apostle Paul says, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. There's been that revival of hatred and the demonic forces of violence. Division has been released on the earth in the past year. But I want to prophesy something right now. This is exactly opposite of what God is about to release on the earth. And that's why Satan comes with the opposite. Satan offers, he often comes with the counterfeit or to get you to stop the revival, to get you out of sync with God. And these things happen. I'm telling you, I've been watching this and studying it. Get away from this negativity. There's a sudden surge of anger and revenge that's entered the hearts of many people, especially on the social media. People are actually staying off of Facebook, and we need you back in there. If you can get back in, just rise above it. Don't get caught up in it. Don't respond. The Lord's plan to release revival and love and grace is coming, and it's going to shake things open. Things are shaking all around us right now, but don't be afraid. The enemy wants to get you distracted. He wants to try to draw you into fear, panic, and anger. But God is releasing the perfect peace, perfect love that will actually change the spiritual atmosphere around you. How do I know? I'm practicing this right now. I have to. Where I live in Los Angeles, I'm around people all the time that there's negativity everywhere. I watch TV because I pray. I pray over the news. I've been tracking all the stuff going on. But this, I'm telling you, you can shift the spiritual atmosphere. This is not a time to regress. This is not. I'm not saying don't do this, but be careful if you protest right now. Don't get sucked into that spirit that will draw you away from what God is doing. Instead, it's time to reset. It's time to come into agreement with heaven. Will you join me? Come into agreement with heaven and resist the attacks of the enemy. Rise above them. Hebrews 12, 28 and 29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably and with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. God is also shaking things right now on the foundations. He's releasing the consuming fire to burn up anything that's not of him right now. This is the season we've been in. And that's why if you've had some rough times, you're right in there. I tell you, you're in good company, because these things are going to refine us into being able to handle the new levels that God wants to bring. New levels of anointing, gifting are going to start coming over the next few months. And this is not to intend to harm you. Hebrews 10, 36 and 37, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come without delay. The Lord spoke to me, said, this is it right now. Hebrews 10, this is it. He is coming, not in a second coming like you might think. The second coming of Jesus is not yet anyway, because he needs to come again in a revival, because there's a billion people left out. We're a billion people short on the books before Jesus is going to return. I heard him say this. He wants to reach all people. He's not ready to come back yet. And he wants everyone to wake up and get in with the love, get in with the program, and not in with the things that are dividing and hurting people. God is coming. I'm telling you, he's going to do it. It's the biggest revival we've seen. He's aligning us right now to go deeper works than the things that we've ever known. These are the things that will root us and ground us in the things to come. You know, this is a special month, September. It's the days of awe, or what I call is the season of revelation. And there's a time each year that's really important in your spiritual life, because prophetically it sets the course for the upcoming year. And it's the time between the Jewish New Year called Rosh Hashanah. And this year it's September 20th through the 22nd. And then Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement, September 29th and 30th. Even though we're no longer under the law of Moses, God still operates on a Jewish calendar. He operates on the Gregorian calendar as well, but he still does operate on the Jewish calendar. And historically, let me just explain this if you don't know about it. Jewish people believe that God examines our lives during the time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to see if we're ready for spiritual advancement or promotion to a new level of maturity. Whether you're aware of it or not, it's going on. This is the time when you'll be able to hear God more clearly. Maybe you'll start having dreams, and maybe you'll get direction. Whether you know it or not doesn't matter. God's still doing it. The next 10 days, or the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which is happening this month, it's called the Days of Awe. Our lives are examined each year. And here's what's written about this in Wikipedia.com. You can look it up for yourself. But according to Jewish tradition, God inscribes each person's fate for the coming year into a book called the Book of Life. On Rosh Hashanah, he waits. This happens on Rosh Hashanah. Then he waits until Yom Kippur to seal that verdict. So during the days of awe, a Jew tries to amend his ways and his behavior to seek forgiveness for wrongdoings against God and other people. Now listen, we don't have to actually. We don't have to wait till the days of all, because we have Jesus Christ, our mediator now. So we can do this daily now. But still, there's a season right now that God is examining us. And it's a season to get ready for more. And we no longer have to atone for our sins by what Jesus did on the cross. But God definitely opens the book of life over you, each of us, during the time of the days of all, which is coming during this time. It also extends a little bit beyond that to the Feast of the Tabernacles, which is another 11 days goes on. So here's a recap of the process. God examines your life during the Jewish New Year, which is coming. It's coming up in the next couple weeks. 10 days later, he seals your verdict on the Day of Atonement, which is Yom Kippur. And then He reveals the results 11 days after that, on the day of the last day of the Feast of the Tabernacles, also called Hashanah Rabbah. Most people aren't aware of that. That's on October 13th. That's a total of 22 days, starting in September through October, that you are going to be able to interact more closely with the Lord. And I've written more about this along with the biblical references and the verses to it and the backup for what I'm saying in my 2016 and my 2017 prophetic forecast. Heavenly books are being opened. Remember I mentioned it? The Malachi 3:15 books are being opened. Well, if you study this a little bit deeper, in Daniel 7:10, there are books or scrolls in heavens that are opened in the courts of heaven to review them. These are the books that can be about us personally, as in Psalm 139:16 talks about our book of life, the Lamb's book of life. There's all kinds of different ones. Or it could be greater global issues. It could be strategies, blueprints, strategies needed to advance the kingdom, to obtain finances, to move you forward. God is interacting all the time. From a prophetic standpoint, the new year begins, the last day of Rosh Hashanah, as I've said. So most people, however, operate on the Gregorian calendar, which I do too, and that's all right. God will begin the new year, but the new year in the Jewish calendar is going to start in September, but usually there's this change that shifts. It takes a couple months for you to grab hold of it, for God to do reassignments with angels around you. So really, January 1st, it all starts to be released anyway. Let me tell you a couple of my encounters. My promotion in 2010 experience. See, I didn't understand this. All my friends, you know, my prophetic friends were, and I was hanging out back then and with Bob Jones, Prophet Bob Jones, and many of the prophets. And I never got these visitations like them. I always felt less than. And then God spoke to me one day. He says, I want you to go back to your journal and look. You've been getting something. You just didn't realize it. And I was expecting a level way up here. And it wasn't, but it was still, the Lord was still speaking to me. And that's what I want to encourage you, that you don't have to receive a face-to-face encounter. In fact, my first one, the first one was 2008, while I was living in Moravian Falls in September. But my first major one that I didn't understand, I thought it was a dream all these years, September 16, 2010, it was the day before Yom Kippur, and it was during the Days of All. And I would tell you, I was beat down. And I was having trouble, and I went to sleep, and I had a very, very vivid dream. In fact, it was so vivid, I remember every detail. And these types of experiences are actually more than a dream. I want you to realize that. I was taken into a room where people were getting promoted that year. It was the day before Yom Kippur. I was the last one, and suddenly I'm about to leave because, oh my goodness, I thought I missed it. And there was no one else there. Then this Jewish-looking rabbi comes out. He says my name. And I had thrown my ticket down. And he pointed my name up on this wall. Again, this is an experience. And he pointed my name, and it said, those waiting to be promoted. And there were seven of us. It was more than seven that year. But for this particular group, there was seven of us. I was the seventh. And he said to me, you don't know who you are, do you? I didn't. I didn't even realize this was a spiritual experience. I wrote this off as a dream. It was 7 years ago this month. And so seven is the number of perfection and completion. Now I'm standing here before you, releasing heavenly encounters, releasing prophetic words at a higher level than I ever have, because I recognize the seasons. I recognize these things. I don't keep the Jewish feast. You don't have to do that. I take communion. I'm quite Gentile. I tell people, I don't practice the Jewish feast, but I am sensitive to those holidays, especially things like Passover and Pentecost that we have in the spring, or in the fall, or if you're in the North America, we have the Days of All. I've been sensitive to it. And these are the things I want to encourage you are going to start becoming more and more prevalent. And so here's what to expect this year. God is going to reveal to you over the next couple months the things that you will need for the next year. 2018 is a very important year because it's a time of realignment. to bring about what the heaven is calling right now, the great revival. God is moving on people who have been wounded and rejected by Christianity. And maybe that's you. I know I was one. I'm not bitter at all towards the church or anything like that. I've gone through healing and forgiveness. But God is now going to reconcile many people who are outcast by the current church. Now he's going to move in the church as well. But there's a big number that's outside the church. The Lord showed me this starting back in right around 2013. I started getting encounters with Ezekiel 34, the lost and wounded sheep. But God says, this is now going to start taking place in 2018. 5 years later, he's going to, from that 2013 encounter that I had, start having all year, and this is going to start taking place, and the Lord indeed is going to come in this revival. And there's over a billion people that are actually ripe and ready for this move. They're waiting to see the love. They're waiting to see the real deal. They're waiting for someone like Jesus to show up. They are. They're waiting for someone that can speak a language that they could receive. And the Lord is looking for people like you to lay it down like Jesus and his disciples laid down their nets, their businesses, their families, and follow Jesus. And the Lord is going to move on people who are willing to be flexible, to endure what, you know, you've already, I tell you, many of you have already gotten through this. You've already been prepared. And there's no cutoff. There's no time limit. It's not like if you heard this and like there's a time limit, you missed it. No, God is the God of time. He can make time stand still. He can make your life accelerate or whatever. And this, I want to tell you, 24 months ago, 2 years ago, Rosh Hashanah, 2015, you can actually Google it and read some of my prophetic words back then, that I gave this prophetic word that over the next 24 months, we were going to see some amazing things. It was a preparation. Well, this is the time right now is the completion of that two-year word. God said that starting on that day, September 2015, and going through September 2017, we were going to see dramatic breakthroughs. They were all centered around the word of 24. That's what I was getting. And if you want to read about it, it's my prophetic word called The Strategy for the Next 24 Months. It was October 2015. You can Google it and read it or just go to my website. But it's very significant right now because we are at the time right now where we have been in a time of preparation. And the reason God gives clear words like this is because we usually walk through the opposite. September 2017 is now going to be the fulfillment of many prophetic promises in your life. And I didn't realize this till just now that the Lord gave me the word at the beginning of this webcast that he said that it's been a two-year delay. I didn't realize it was my 2015 word where things started to really start to open up. Anyway, I'm connecting the dots. And here's some key points that I prophesied that I released 2 years ago. I remember the verse, I think it was Psalm 24. Psalm 24, 7. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors. Let the King of glory may come in. God was going to begin to open ancient gates and doors. These things are spiritual giftings and callings that have been lost, or maybe lost assignments that he's going to now start to release. This is the time. 2 years later, he's going to now start to release them. It's going to usher in God's presence. We're going to see 24-hour promotions where you can have a dramatic encounter. An acceleration can happen overnight. I know mine happened back in April, right after Passover. I had a 24-hour acceleration, very similar to Joseph when he was in the prison in Genesis 41. He went to being in prison to second in command of the entire Egypt overnight, 24 hours. Joseph had been prepared, though, for a number of years. But if you felt like you have been held back in isolation, you felt like you've missed it, get ready for the breakthrough because God is coming. He has not forgotten you. Most people being promoted have already been placed on the backside of the desert, and you're wondering what's going on. But I want to just tell you, these things are now coming. And now it might not look what you think. It might not happen exactly like you think. But look for God. Begin to pull this into your life. And this was the other 24 word that I released 2 years ago. It was 20 more, 24 months of amazement. This entire turn timetable took place between 2015 and 2017, and it's happening right now. And that we're seeing things start to move fast at an accelerated pace. Many people thought they had missed it, but now God is doing something new and strategically realigning you for these new assignments. What would have taken many people a lifetime to achieve will be done in a relatively small amount of time. I know that that was with me. When I started out in 2015 to where I am now, I'm telling you, many people, it's taken years and years. I'm not just boasting about myself here. I'm boasting in the Lord. I'm saying that I've seen accelerated promotions going on right now. But I want to tell you, it's coming. And ever since Passover, I mentioned I've been having these encounters. The focus seems to be about preparation, blueprints, books from heaven, strategies are being released on how God is gathering people right now, preparing them for the greatest thing we've ever seen. Yep, the greatest show on earth is about to begin. On May 3rd of 2017, I had an encounter when I saw a gate open, and I was having this two-hour encounter. It was an open vision with the Lord. And I saw, I'm just going to read out of my heavenly journal. This is right out of my journal. I haven't even put this into a book or anything. And I was in this encounter in which the Lord would give me, how it would work is my head set up on, and I would be dictating what I was seeing. But the Lord would give me something from the Bible. I would go there, I would read it, and then these visions would begin to open. And he took me to Psalm 118 and a gate. Then I saw a gate open that had been previously shut. This was the gate of the righteous that led to salvation. This was a Psalm 118 gate. And from this gate, the workers of the harvest had all gathered. And many of us had been really went to this place, and angels began to come in. And I could see the workers of the harvest begin to assemble. These were the ones who have been called to be part of the great move of God coming on earth. They were the ones who had the mark placed on their foreheads. This wasn't the mark of the beast. This was from, I think it's Ezekiel 9 type of, it wasn't that particular one. But there was a mark of the Lord that he had placed on them. The Lord was assembling those, and the wind of the Lord began to blow upon them and refresh them. That's where we are right now, friends. The wind of heaven is about to blow upon us. And they cried out, Lord, send us, Lord, send us. The harvest has come. The harvest has come. And an angel standing there said more words from Psalm 118. He said this, this is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. And this is the stone that the other builders rejected, but it's now become the chief capstone. For the Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. I know that this stone represents the coming revival. Now, we all knew that this was the stone had to do with the revival. I don't know, the fact that it became the chief capstone means that it's God's priority. God is building things together into a building. It's not a spiritual, it's a spiritual building, and it's a heavenly thing. But we all knew that this gate was about to open, and those who had been rejected, those who had been put on the backside of the desert, they were about to come into salvation. And I'm not sure what happened after that. This is still out of my journal, that there was a lot of worship and activity and things being released. Then preparations were now underway, and I knew that we would start seeing things happen quickly at this point. Many of us were standing there. We cried out for the workers of the harvest to come, and that the gate would open salvation for the world. And you're going to see these things. I'm telling you, you're going to see these things start to happen quickly, and you'll see them. This is what the angel says. As you see them, know that it is I, the Lord, that is doing this. And this was the great revival. Still from my journal, the Lord said, just as Bob Jones prophesied that Psalm 118 would represent the year 2018, and he did. I tell you the truth, these are the things that are going to come by 2018. And I'm going to do some things to strengthen you and reposition you for the great harvest, the great revival of 2018. And I'm visiting you right now with strategies. This wasn't just me. This is all of us. And I'm going to give you many, I'm going to give many people around the world favor. And you're going to seek after. People are going to come to you to get this impartation of love and peace. This is important. Because the love and peace impartation is what's going to draw people to the Lord. It is not protest. It's not hate. It's not anything like that. It is love and peace. And the Lord says, you will bring my love and peace to cities and nations that will change the spiritual atmosphere. And things are going to shift. Then the Lord placed his hand upon our hearts. He began to do this impartation of peace. And he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. And then as he was saying this, there was an angel standing there with a scroll or a book, I think it was, with John 14:27. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you it as the world gives you peace. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. This is so important right now to receive the Lord's peace, especially in the storms, especially during now. Then John 14:29, I have told you now before it happens so that when it does happen, you will believe. This is what the Lord said. You can look up those verses. This, my friends, is what's going on right now. And I have never released that out of my heavenly journal. And the Lord told me yesterday to put it in. He says, you need to read this. And I didn't even realize it. It was from May 3rd. And he said, you need to read this because the Psalm 118 gate's about to open and things are going to align and to get ready. And that everyone needs an impartation of his peace. This is so important. Don't let the storms freak you out. Don't let all these things happening in the government, don't get caught up. Can I say this again? Hey, everybody, don't get caught up in all the negativity. The Lord is rising above this. He's at work. It is not in the fight. It is not in the protest. I don't care how angry you feel. I'm telling you, it is in the peace. The Lord is going to say to that storm over you, peace be still. In fact, right now, the Hurricane Irma is barreling down. And I'm just saying, just like the Lord said, die, die. Tell that we speak to that storm, peace be still. Go north, go, you know, to go away. Do not freak out. Do not get caught up. And I know that today it was really important. Many people, my staff included, myself, we were feeling really like I was feeling anxious. I don't have anxiety anymore. I was feeling down and anxious and I'm realizing, oh my goodness, it's an accumulated spiritual atmosphere of people freaking out right now. And I want to say, peace be still over your life. And I want to give you an impartation to activate this right now. Lord, I thank you that you speak things ahead of time so that we will know when it happens, it's you. And I pray right now that people everywhere listening, no matter when, later on, listening to the recording later, the video later, I pray that you would get the impartation of this, the impartation of peace, the impartation of God's perfect will as his timing. Something's clicking into place right now, and there's old things are going to die. Do not be afraid. Do not fear. Do not be dismayed. God has not forgotten you. He is going to move in such an amazing way. So receive now the same impartation the Lord gave me. Not the peace of the world, but I give you the peace of the Lord. Right now, I give you what the Lord gave me, and you can give this to others. You can impart peace everywhere you go. Peace and grace is what's going to break things open for us in our lives. All right. Wow, that was a powerful word. We'll have the recording back out later on. If you're listening to the recording, you can share it with your friends because this is going to open up. I'm telling you, there's no time limit to this. And I'm excited for what's coming. And I want to just encourage you. And I want to say this in just a minute here. We have a help, how we can help Texas coming. I'm going to talk about it in just a second. But I want to invite you to be able to give if you want to give into our ministry. And, I'm not a big one on offerings. I don't work the buckets or anything like that. But if I don't mention it, people don't know that we're actually an internet-based ministry and church that reaches the entire world. And there's go all over the place and you'll hear prophetic words being spoken, the positive prophetic words being spoken, which will bring people out. So invite you to consider partnering with us in this new season. And there's four ways that you can give. You can go to DougAddison.com. My ministry's in like Connection. And we are a 501c3 that's in the United States. But you can give online or PayPal. You can give via text. You can text the word LOVE to 45888 or send a check through snail mail if you want. And what we do with our partners, I pray for our partners every month or every day. I pray for our, as well, I pray for our students that are part of our online schools and things like that. You'll get a special video from us once a month. So go to DougAddison.com/give or just go to my website. You'll see it there on how to donate if you want to do it. So here it is. I want to talk about Texas. Talk about giving. We want to bless Texas. And we're doing the Let's Bless Texas Drive. And what we want to do, now my team came up with this. We were going to come up with a Labor Day sale and, you know, something like that. But my team just was like, wow, you know what? We really want to support the relief efforts for the hurricane that's happened in Houston, Texas. And three of our family members within Light, our team members and many of our partners and students were actually part of it, but they weren't harmed. We just want to be able to do something. Here's an easy way to join us to bless Texas right now is for every dollar that you spend with us on our online store during the month of September, or actually through September 15th for the next 2 weeks, we'll donate 30% of the proceeds directly to Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund with the Greater Houston Community Foundation. We found this. People who live there know that it's going to go, it's just going to go just like that to people who need it locally. And so, again, you can go to my website, DougAddison.com. You'll see it there. Anything that you spend with us over the next 2 weeks, we're going to donate 30%. We've already been giving money there. We've been already funneling money through different organizations. I want to encourage you to give, help people. We're going to pray, too, that you do not fear, for God is with you, and He is doing things. So we want to support established local organizations, like the hurricane victims. And they know the needs of the people the best. So, we recommend that you just keep praying, that you pull together, begin to support, give when you can. It's really what's going to count into rebuilding people right now, rebuilding people's lives. Do not fear, Florida. God is with you, and Hurricane Irma is not going to take you out. And also, what I just say this is that if you live in Los Angeles or you want to come here, I'll be speaking in Beverly Hills Saturday, September 16th. And I'm going to be, it's a special service. And you'll go to my website, DougAddison.com, click on events. And I didn't have the name of the church. Sorry for that. But it's going to be a special service led by Tracy Thomas. Oh my goodness, one of my favorite worship leaders. I love Tracy. And actress Brenda Epperson, who's a good friend. I love Brenda. She was on my recent podcast. They're going to be doing the music there. And I'll be speaking. It's a Saturday night. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Come on out if you can. Go to DougAddison.com and look at the events page. Remember also, I do a weekly Spirit Connection podcast. This is the webcast. It's the first Wednesday of every month. It's a video. We convert this now into the prophetic word that goes out all over the world. And then every week I do messages or interviews. Quite often I'm doing interviews, and check those out on my website as well. All right. I've got a Q&A time here, and we want to cue it up. And we've had Pam, and that we got the entire NLight team in the chat room, and we have Pam who types them out for me, and into my Google chat here. I'm going to try to raise the font up a little bit. Here we go. So these are some questions that you put in. Now, we use your questions all the time. We will answer them on the podcast. We'll answer them here. If we didn't get to it, don't worry. We'll use these to help answer the questions later on. Nick says, sometimes it's hard to believe the good things that God says to us. How do you stay open to God's promises? Well, good question, Nick, because it's very important to get these things down. Satan wants you to believe the opposite. Listen to everybody. Listen, we need to understand God is a giver of good gifts, and he wants to come and bless you. Satan is the opposite, and people everywhere are believing that God is the one doing the bad things. It is not. You need to grab hold of some of the promises, Nick. I have them. I have a list. I'd like to bring my list up, but it's in the other room. My list. I have a list of verses, Bible verses. I put them on my smartphone as well, and a list of Bible verses that are good promises. I pray them every single day. I begin to focus, because the more you focus on those things, the more you pray them in, the more they will begin to happen in your life. It's not automatic. We need to really press in. I also recommend, like, if you take my Hearing the Voice of God 365 online activation school, if you take that, we walk you through some of these things. But one of the things I recommend right away is to go through, I get all my students to go through a negativity fast. Get into it, and then begin to understand who God really is, you know, by these, knowing who he is. We have some things in the Bible that we look at, that he is a giver of good gifts. He's a good father, and knowing who you are. And as you do those things, you need to, they will realign you with heaven. Good question, Nick. Tammy says, if God gave you a specific date, like a day, month, year, and it has passed, what does it mean? Well, it could have meant that something was happening on that day that you weren't aware of and you were supposed to pray. That could be possible. Or it could be that there was more symbolism involved in it. Maybe that it was, you know, a Bible verse or something like that. But, or it could be that something got delayed. Realize this. When I read the Bible, I see that not everything happens on time. You know, is that 400 years it took the Israelites to get out of captivity. You don't think God sent people, you know? He sends people, and sometimes things get delayed because of other people. So watch Tammy and see if something got delayed, or maybe it did happen. Ask God to show you. Here's a Caitlin. I think this is Caitlin. What is God doing in this season with romantic love and divine alliances? Now, I wrote a little booklet called Divine Alliances. And I just want to say this is the time. The Lord told me that this is a year where these divine alliances, because it wasn't just with relationships and marriages. The encounter I had with this was also with marriages. It was with ministries and business partnerships. They are going to begin to unfold like you would not believe. So watch for that. Here's one from Tilly. Why are so many strong believers getting sick, and why can't doctors find reasons and heal them? Well, you know, if you go to other countries, and there's crusades that many of the revivalists go into other countries, and we see massive amounts of miracles in other countries because of the spiritual condition, the spiritual atmosphere, Tilly. This is why the spiritual atmosphere where we live anyway, maybe I don't know what country, because we're an international ministry that you're in, but man, a lot of times you can get under the spiritual atmosphere of unbelief. Right now, we are in a sick atmosphere. We have choked off the things of God. When you begin to judge other people, you will fall under judgment. And that's what's going on right now. I tell you, if you want to get free and you want to understand this better, I have a message. It's a download. You can buy the download. It's an audio called Love Not Judge. We'll even donate 30% to Houston if you do it. But it's love, not judge, goes, walks you through this. Not specifically the sickness part, but it addresses a lot of these things. It'll free up your finances. It'll free up a healing, the healing that you need. And doctors might not be finding it because many times it's the faith that we need. And I have been healed of, listen, I've been healed of Huntington's disease. I'm not even supposed to be here. I'm 58 years old, and I was healed of Huntington's. They put me in a study at UCLA. They're putting me in this study to say, you know, we don't know. We call it an anomaly. We don't understand why other people have died and you have not, and other people are sick. But look at me. I'm healed in the name of Jesus, but I still have had to walk that out by faith. I've still had to do some things. I've had to shift the spiritual atmosphere over me, and it wasn't an automatic thing. None of this is automatic. We need to step into it right now. Here's a question from someone by the name of Blessings. Maybe that's a screen name. Great name. If someone gave me a prophetic word and said it was from my book, can I pray that? Can I pray that in from the courts? I'm not quite understanding if they said it was from my book. Well, if they give you a prophetic word, yes, you can pray in things. Now, just so you know what we're talking about, the courts of heaven, I teach on this. Is I don't have a specific teaching on it yet, but if you want to understand it, I have a podcast with Elizabeth Nixon that explains a lot of this. But if someone gives you a prophetic word, yes, you can go in. When you begin to pray in the courts of heaven, that's really pretty much going before the throne boldly. It's what we do in prayer, and you can do that. Here's another question. How can someone who is gay be spirit-filled without giving up their lifestyle? Wow, loaded question. Well, I tell you, I got in so much trouble answering this a few years ago. People killed me, Christians, literally. I was cut off. People said they wouldn't even let me come to their church or anything. They wouldn't listen in again because I said what I saw. I went in back in 2010 or 11. I began, because I'm an evangelist, and I go places, and I start seeing people in the LGBTQ community start to get spirit-filled and start to get set on fire by the Lord. And I'm just telling you, all I'm saying is what I saw. And this caused such a great catastrophe. I mean, my goodness, here's how it works. I just want to tell you, here's how it works, is God is after someone's heart. The Holy Spirit will come and fill a person and draw them to the Lord. This is how it works. He did that with you. Every one of us were drawn by the Holy Spirit. Now, I haven't changed my theology. I have not, I have not changed my view of what the Bible says about homosexuality. I have not changed that at all. But I have come to the place where I love people. And we've damaged them so hard. How dare anyone stand against people and in the gay and lesbian community and not look at your own lives in the church with all the sexual sin of pornography? How dare us? How dare us to not do that? Because that's why we're shut down, folks. We've judged other people and not realize that 80% of our leaders, and I'm going to say it like it is, 80% even of leaders in the Christian church have admitted to having struggled or struggling with pornography. That is a sexual sin. And in the Lord's eyes, that's no different than anything about gay and lesbian lifestyles. I'm just telling you. And that, so I believe the Lord is moving right now. And I'm not asking anybody. When I came into the church, I want to tell you this. I came into the church decades ago. I was still on drugs. I got filled with the Holy Spirit while I was still struggling with marijuana. I was still struggling with alcohol. I got filled with the Holy Spirit in 1988 when I did not give up my lifestyle. I was trying. I was doing things, but I got filled with the Holy Spirit because that's the way the Holy Spirit works. I hope that answers your question. I don't mean to be so dramatic, but this is, we got to quit hurting people. And there's so many people who need the Lord out there. Here's one from Jess. I remember Doug talking about a dream within a dream. What does that mean? Well, a dream within a dream means look at the, it's kind of like algebra. You put the the quotations around it. And so it's kind of like, look at the first, the dream in the dream, or the dream in the vision is the center or the main focus. So look at that one first, and that will give you a better idea of the greater one. Here's one from Ellen. How do I know what God is saying specifically to me in this season of the new year? Well, ask Him. Ask Him. You know, ask God to speak to you each day. I wrote a book, God Spoke Now What? That might help you. Also, we have the Hearing the Voice of God 365 online activation school, which may help you as well. But ask God to speak to you. I have the free ebook, which is How to Hear the Voice of God Clearly for Yourself. Get that, because at the end, there's an exercise that walks you right through how to hear God. So if you're not used to that, if you want to hear Him specifically for this season, begin to ask Him, and He will speak to you. I know it. Here's one from Coco. How can I raise prophetic children? Well, it's really important to create a lifestyle, it's like a family lifestyle. Create a family lifestyle of listening to God, of hearing God. So what we do, and we don't have small children or anything like that, but I've taught this everywhere, but we still do this. My wife and I and my staff, if we're together in an office, we aren't anymore, we're virtual now. But what we did for a number of years is we would ask each other every day, oh, what did you dream today? Did you dream? Is God speaking to you? And we were leaving this open like this. You can talk to your children. Listen to their dreams. Let them draw it out or act it out. That would help to raise prophetic children. I wrote a chapter in my book, Understand Your Dreams Now. I wrote a chapter on children's dreams that might help you with that, developing that that lifestyle. Here's one from Alyssa. How do we know what God, how do I know what God's will for my life is? Well, his will, first of all, is to love. We know that. So Alyssa, start focusing on love. I mean, Jesus said, love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. This is the greatest commandments, he said. So focus on that. Begin to focus on his love and these other things. Matthew 6, 33 is that seek first the kingdom of God, then all these other things will begin to unfold for you, and he will begin to align you with what it is. It's not necessarily, here's what I say, it's like a connect the dots drawing, you know, and the connect the dots drawing, you don't necessarily know what the next dot is that we have to just get there, and it becomes more clear as you begin to seek it out. Here's another one. Here's a question from Sandy. Can we sense another person's pain in our body and emotions? Is this to be done in prayer? Yeah, you know, it's called a word of knowledge, and we can sense this. Like maybe I'll get words of knowledge, you know, like I'll get a pain in my arm or hand or something, and I've been in meetings, and maybe you've seen this, and we call those things out, and people get healed. We pray for them because those are words of knowledge. Now, the pain literally will go away. Or you can have the emotional pain. Like today, my whole team, we were all feeling down and kind of flipped upside down. Then we realized, oh my goodness, we're feeling an entire world or country full of emotional pain right now and uncertainty because of all the storms and all the things happening in the world with war and threats of war and things like that. So we can use this in prayer. Yes, we can. It's really powerful. It's also called the gift of discernment. Here's a question from Dee Dee. There are many choices that I have to make, but I'm afraid to miss God's will for my life. How do I move forward? Well, first of all, one of the things that Jesus said often, it says, do not fear. So that's where you start, is you got some choices to make. And this is one of the things that I address in Hearing God 365, Hearing the Voice of God 365 Activation School. Is we address this head on because it's the thing that's paralyzed many people. There's been a spirit of fear, lying fear, to try to get you to not move forward. So what happens is we're afraid to make a wrong choice. So we don't make any choice at all, and we get paralyzed. Well, that's not God. It's not God at all. That's fear. Fear is a terrible thing. It'll paralyze you. So the best thing to do is do the best you know how. You know, if you need to make some choices, you don't know what to do, don't worry that you're going to miss God, because that's a punishment mentality. And God is a good father. He's the giver of good gifts. He doesn't want to punish you. So we need to kind of reset ourselves on who God really is. And as you do that, it'll all start to make sense. Here's one from TW. Will the Jubilee harvest come before 2017 ends? No, I don't think so. The Lord spoke to me that harvest, I don't know what you mean by the Jubilee harvest, but harvest, from what I understand, is revival. I believe it's going to start. It's already starting. In fact, it started a few months ago. We're seeing things happen in places. We're seeing the presence of God move, but you got to do it. You've got to, let me just put it this way. I just did a podcast with Sean Smith. Look it up, S-E-A-N, Sean Smith, and look up my podcast, Doug Addison and Sean Smith, and you'll find that what he's talking about, he's out there all the time. We are seeing this move, something's happening, but you got to take a risk right now. But what happens is, if you get under the restraints of of services and times, and you get all caught up in that, you might not see it. So we're not saying to get away from that. We're just saying maybe you want to just do another service, or maybe you want to do something in a home and start doing things and testing how God's moving, because He is moving in a greater way right now. I got one last question here. Is I have some experiences with scary paranormal stuff that I've never seen any angels or ungodly encounters. But, you know, why is this? So you're seeing scary paranormal stuff, they're not angels, I guess. I'm not quite grasping to answer the question, JC, but here's what I want to recommend, is that the things that come from God can be scary, but ask God to show you what's from Him. Everybody, we want to test the spirits. We want to test the spirits around things. And so when you see something, ask God to show you. I ask Him to show me where it is in the Bible. I ask Him to show if it was from Him. Begin to understand His voice. Oh, we got a couple more questions. Is there a prophetic sign in the hurricanes or fires? No, I'm not. Because there's so many people suffering right now, I am not releasing a prophetic word over these things, except that, yes, they do represent that God's going to move in fire. He's moving in the time right now. The Hebrews 10 verse I read earlier, that He's in the refiner's fire is coming, and that He is moving in the winds. But I'm not saying that that's what's going on, because we have a lot of people, being harmed. You know, but it is showing the areas that God wants to start. He's going to start something in Texas. He's going to start something in Florida. He's going to start something in Puerto Rico. He's going to do these things. Watch and see. All right. Well, I just want to encourage you. Well, first of all, thank you so much. Thanks to my team. Thanks to Pam. And I'm going to freak you out there with my thing on homosexuality. Is I'm still a lover of all people. And I'm telling you, I'm trying to encourage the church everywhere to love people, to not hold back. Because this, my friends, is how God is going to move in this new revival. If you don't believe that someone, anybody, I was a drug addict. I got filled with the Holy Spirit while I was still on drugs. If you don't believe that that can still happen with someone struggling with sexuality, you got to understand that part first. I wasn't trying to be mean or anything like that. I'm not trying to be controversial. I'm just saying, get ready for this new move. It is grounded. It is going to be really overflowing with love and grace. So watch for that. All right, everybody. Hey, remember, DougAddison.com, Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Anyway, thanks to my team. I hope you guys have a great weekend. And also, be sure to check out the 30% sale, the 30% donation thing that we're doing right now. All right. God bless everybody. Love you guys. See you on the internet.